Thank you, people. Welcome to the Word in the Street Fight Tips here on the MMA podcast. This week, it's going to go controversial. I just want to stress, I mean, Officer Allen, I love him to death. He's like a brother to me, God damn it. But I'm only talking about, I want you people to get this clear, I'm only talking about crooked cops here. Only the crooked ones, the bad ones. The scum of society that manages to infiltrate law enforcement. This fight tip, I'm sorry to say, is how to fight a cop and get away with doing crimes. Hopefully Alan can rebut this someday, I don't know. But look, some days, sometimes, you get pulled over or you get stopped by the cops due to some sort of misunderstanding. For example, this may or may not have happened. One time when I was visiting Yuma, Arizona, I didn't realize that murder was illegal. So I ended up in a deadly bar fight. It cost the lives of five fucking people. I went back to my shitty motel right after to do more cocaine. Sure enough, the cops show up an hour later. So I'm, you know, I ain't going fucking back to jail. And that's all I have to say about that particular incident. Listen, here's some tips. In case an evil cop approaches you and you got to take him out, all right, people? All right, just someone evil, not even someone unworthy of the badge, all right? When a cop pulls you over, you know, he's coming up to you with the gun, with his hand already on the gun, you know, you ain't gonna outdraw him that way. No, you gotta say some shit to distract him and catch him off guard at first, all right? You gotta just be like, oh, officer, it's a damn shame about 9/11, huh? Or like something like, hey, officer, maybe you should call home and check on your wife. Word on the street is that she's having an affair, bro. Right, and then when the cop hesitates or he's looking at your fake ID, you throw cocaine in your face to blind him, all right? This gets rid of the evidence that you got on you, and you can also claim in court that you were just doing what you had to do because the cop was high and skiing the white slopes. He was fucking powdering his nose on duty and whatnot, all right? Just toss that cocaine in your face, blah. And then in case something goes wrong, When you're stopped by a cop, you always want to wear rubber-soled shoes. Rubber soles on them. This is so that if he uses a taser on you, it doesn't work. Because you're not grounded. Alright? That electricity, it'll just whatever. You can catch the taser as it's coming at you. Train up thug jitsu. And you can just use its own inertia and you can throw it right back into the cop's throat. I'm not saying you should do this, I'm just saying it's an option. And if you get, sooner or later, you're going to get the crooked cop unconscious, right? That's when you put him in the trunk of his own squad car and you push that fucker off a cliff into the river. All right. This will make it look like a suicide and just boom, you're home free. Again, my apologies to Officer Allen. He's one of the good guys out there. I'm just saying, man, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. It's a rough world. It's hard times. That's the word on the street fight tip, people. God bless us all. Save us.